Our next speaker today is Clay Perkins. He's from the University of Tennessee, and he'll be speaking about integrated approaches to managing aphids and barley yellow dwarf virus in Tennessee wheat.
Thank you for that introduction. Like she said, I'm Clay Perkins, and I'm representing the University of Tennessee. Today, we're going to talk about the integrated approaches to managing aphids and barley yellow dwarf in wheat. So to get started, some wheat in Tennessee. Typically, Tennessee plants anywhere between 100,000 to 225,000 hectares annually, and the average yield in 2016 was right around 4,600 kilograms per hectare, which equates to 68 bushels per acre. And then the 10-year average has ranged from 3,400 to almost 5,000 kilograms per hectare, or 50 to 73 bushels per acre. So it's talking about aphids. You see here I've got five listed, most common ones, but the two most common we see in Tennessee are the bird cherry oat aphid being number one, and then the English grain aphid. So the objectives for my master's, starting out, number one here is a meta-analysis over an 11-year span of 33 different aphid insecticide efficacy trials in Tennessee to determine how insecticide seed treatments and foliar insecticide applications affect those aphid infestations and the incidence of barley yellow dwarf and then ultimately yield. And these tests help derive what my rest of my master's research has gone over, and so that we'll see in objective three, where we're going to look at the evaluation of variety susceptibility, insecticide seed treatments, and or foliar insecticide applications, and how they affect aphids, barley yellow dwarf, and then wheat yield. And then our ultimate goal here is to refine the recommendations for the management of aphids in wheat to provide a consistent return on investment. So starting out, next couple of slides are all going to be similar. First, looking at aphids per meter for my meta-analysis, we have our three response variables here, an IST, a foliar, and then an IST with or without a foliar. And then you notice here the p-value is going to be at the bottom, and then that end value is the number of times an IST is represented over those 33 trials. And then that 10 out of 12 is going to be the number of tests we see a significant return or significant positive impact out of total test. So first starting at an IST, we see here we have a significant 90% reduction using that IST. Pretty similar results using a foliar spray. And then when we add that foliar spray on top of an IST, we still get that significant 85% reduction. Moving on to barley yellow dwarf, looking at the number of symptomatic flag leaves per plot or 10 meters squared. So looking at an IST, again, we get a 66% reduction using an IST. Pretty similar results with that foliar insecticide application with 83%. And then when we add that foliar spray on top of an IST, again, we get 85% reduction. And then looking at yield, bushels per acre, see here with an IST, we have a 4 bushel increase using an IST. Pretty similar results with the foliar spray where we got a 5 bushel significant increase. And then when we added that foliar spray, we got an even greater response with a 3 bushel increase. And then when we go to look at an IST versus a foliar spray, we see here we're in aphids. Using that foliar spray, we got a 79% reduction compared to an IST. And then barley yellow dwarf, not as much as a reduction, but still got a significant 44% reduction using a foliar spray. And then looking at yield, that foliar spray added a 2 bushel increase over an IST. So driving into my objective three, looking at my materials and methods, I have three locations, but today we're only going to look at the location in Knoxville and then in Milan. And then I had that location in Starkville, Mississippi, but it just didn't provide good growing conditions last year, so we're going to leave that out today. And then these trials are small plot trials. So the design, we have a 2x2x2 factorial with 4 replications in a randomized complete block. Three variables here, first being a variety where we had a resistant variety to barley yellow dwarf, a Milton variety out of University of Missouri, and then we had that susceptible variety using a USG. And then we look at insecticide seed treatment using imidacloprid versus the untreated. And then that foliar spray using karate at early spring application, typically around February 1st to the 15th versus the untreated. And then data collection, starting out with aphids. We're going to count aphids per 0.3 meter row at 3 to 5 locations in each plot, depending on aphid pressure. And this is going to take, these were taken 2 or more times throughout the year, one being prior to that spring application, and then we'll come back 15 to 30 days after foliar application. Then we went to the border plots to determine the species differentiation. And then moving on to barley yellow dwarf, see here we have two different methods where we counted barley yellow dwarf, one being the number of symptomatic flag leaves per plot, and then we also took a stunning score, but we're going to leave that out today. And then these ratings were based on the presence of symptomology, which typically was around feet stage 4 and 5, and then 9 and 10 and a half. And then we're in the process right now of running ELISA and real-time PCR tests to be able to qualify and quantify the severity of barley yellow dwarf. So my preliminary analysis here, looking at my response variables of aphids, barley yellow dwarf, and yield, and all my data was ran through PROC-GLUMIX with an LS means for mean separation and an alpha level of 0.05, and log transformations were performed on aphid counts. So getting started, looking at Knoxville first and aphids per meter, pretty similar slides as earlier. First, looking at IST, we still had a significant reduction, or not a significant reduction, but had a reduction using an IST. And then that foliar spray, we finally got a significant reduction using the foliar. And then we'll go to look at variety. Actually, the susceptible variety had less aphids than the resistant variety. And then looking at barley yellow dwarf, two different timings here. You see here with an IST, both timings provided a significant reduction. And then using that foliar spray, that first timing, we didn't see a significant reduction. However, in that second timing, we did. And then looking at variety, we finally got the response we wanted out of that resistant variety, and both timings, a significant difference. And then looking at yield, you first see here where we have a negative response, and I'll get to that in just a second. But you see with an IST, we actually got a 3-bushel decrease using that IST, where in that foliar spray almost provided a 2-bushel decrease. And then you see that variety where we got a 21-bushel decrease between the resistant variety and susceptible variety. So what we think happened when I went to go harvest these plots in Knoxville, we saw lodging. So I took a lodging score percentage per plot. First, looking at IST, where we see where we had 11% increase using that IST, and then similar results with a foliar, almost 20 or 19%. And then when you look at variety, not as close response as we did in yield, but you see here where we had a 4% reduction in the susceptible variety. So you see here a picture representing this lodging, and that's not shadows, that's actually the severity of lodging that we had in Knoxville. I wish we could go back and do something different, maybe spray a palisade or something, but we'll know for next year. So moving on to myelin, starting out with the IST again on aphids, still no significant reduction. We actually had higher aphids using an IST, but then when we used a foliar spray, we had that significant reduction. And then again, in that variety standpoint, actually more aphids on that resistant variety. And then barley yellow dwarf, again, two dates here. That first date provided significant reduction. However, the second date did not. And then looking at the foliar spray, both dates here provided a significant reduction using that foliar spray. And then finally in variety, that resistant variety actually showed out and provided a significant reduction on both dates. And then on yield, we actually got a positive response here in myelin compared to Knoxville, where an IST provided almost a 2-bushel increase, and then a foliar spray, a 2.5-bushel increase on yield. And then when you look at variety, you see the susceptible variety here, actually almost 12 bushels higher than that resistant variety. And we just believe that the resistant variety, Milton variety, just didn't have the yield quality to compare to that USG. And so we've since changed varieties for my second year of research. Hopefully we get better results. So in my preliminary conclusions, see aphid infestations and barley yellow dwarf were reduced by the use of an IST or a foliar insecticide application. And then the management of aphids on wheat had variable impacts on yield in these tests. The two varieties tested responded similarly. And then the only positive response, again, appeared to occur in myelin. And then that seemingly negative response in Knoxville due to that lodging. And then the yield results did not match previous experiences in Tennessee. Going back to my meta-analysis showed earlier, it just showed an average yield increase of 4 to 7 bushels per acre by managing aphids with either an insecticide seed treatment, a foliar insecticide application, or using both. And so with that, I'd like to thank my advisors, Dr. Scott Stewart, and my committee members, Dr. Heather Kelly, Mike Bushmull, and Angus Catchott, and then Ms. Sandy Steckel and Matthew Williams, technicians there in Jackson, and then Ms. Randy Duggan and my fellow graduate student, Scott Graham. And then I'd also like to thank the research centers in Milan and Knoxville for their assistance in planning and getting my test in and out. So with that, I'd like to take any questions. Yes, sir. So the question was if whether the aphids would have been different using a Hessian fly rate compared to a standard rate. I know we used the standard rates in my meta-analysis comparison. I don't know if it really would have provided a better response using a Hessian fly rate. I don't know. I don't know if it would have. Yes, sir. So the question was, what are we seeing in the field and how does it compare to what we're recommending? So pretty similar results in the field. And then I'd say, you know, what we're recommending and what we're doing here is pretty similar as well. But just trying to actually narrow down and say this is the best return on your investment.
More questions?
Thank you,
Clay.
Thank you.